Welcome to Right Quick,
a bite-sized pop culture conversation with your favorite queer unfriendly niggers.
We're unfriendly today because incels are trying to make being lonely cool again. Ew. I'm not DK.
And I am Vance Go. Today's episode, I wanted / we wanted to just talk about the friendship, the power of it.
Yes,
what are your thoughts about
friendship? No, I love friendship, as you well know. It's keeping me alive. Amen.
Same. Yeah, so very important topic in the I know we always, every other episode is a very important episode, but I think that friendship is like, I mean, obviously that's why we know each other, because we're friends.
Well, yes.
So there's that, but I think like bigger picture, we love anime, so we're always talking about the power of friendship and like just like in passing when we're talking about why we like stuff. So yeah. I just wanted to have this conversation with you, you know, publicly, I suppose, about friendship and what it means. So yeah,
friendship is powering this podcast. So just like you said, friendship powering this podcast. Aaron is also our good friend.
Yep.
So the power of friendship right there, making this podcast happen, is powering my life for sure. Maybe one day powering our livelihoods all together.
I think Aaron says it. We are all passing around the same $20. Is that the...
No, we've moved it up. It's like $500 now. We've been passing inflation. Because of inflation, we've had to pass around way more.
$20 ain't doing shit. Like, if you need $20, bitch, come live with me. Mm-hmm. But yeah, $500, absolutely. We just passing that bitch around like, hey, let me hold something. But yeah, let's just get started. So you talked about how friendship could keep us alive. Let's talk about that. Like, how important are friends to you in your life?
Friends are the most important. I mean, we're some queer people, so obviously found family. For me, I can't speak for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some people have great supportive families that they were given, you know, but I don't. And so my as y'all know, if y'all have listened to the...
What is that? Yeah.
Any episode of the podcast, y'all know I don't have that. But the family that I've built for myself, oh my gosh, what a beautiful reflection on that. Mostly because on the days that I feel like bad about myself, I can look out at my friends and be like, well, these people like me and they're pretty fucking cool. And that's a really, that does keep me going a lot of days.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I couldn't say that better. I agree with all of that. I also feel like my friends have saved my life. Like, Vance is an enigma, but Vance may or may not have joined the army at a very early age. Mm-hmm. And I recognize myself as someone who is what I like to call an in-betweener, which is like, as a young person, most of us are that way. We're like, it depends on who you're around. It's probably how the outcome or who you're going to be is.
Yeah.
And being in an army, that's, you know, I could have been someone else, right? And because I'm not full-time army, I may or may not be a guard person. I surrounded myself with...
I am deliberate!
Fuck off. But facts in the opposite direction, right?
Right.
Where it's like, yeah, I surrounded myself with a bunch of rad queer, like radical people that just kind of like put me on and just like, just show me like you don't have to be a piece of shit. You don't got to be like broed out. You know, all of that, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, I look at it and I'm just grateful because I'm like, I could have been someone else and like we wouldn't know each other. Like,
oh my God, that makes me think of when we first met. You were just coming out. That is so, that literally just like really made me think about when we first met. And I say that I came to an event you was at.
Yes.
We did meet at the event, but like, I don't know if we met before this story was told, but you had just come out and I forgot who you had told. Maybe you had told someone who was in the army with you. I don't remember who it was who you told. Maybe it was your best friend. I can't remember, but.
Yeah, that sounds right. Wait, what was the event?
It was Mo Better Blues, of course.
Oh, okay. Was it the one I was facilitating about imagination? Because that's what I remember.
No, it was one before that.
Okay.
No, it was one before that. Because that one was the second one I went to.
Okay, that's what I remember. Because
this one was the year before I moved there. So I moved there like 6 months after that. Got you. After this one.
Got you. Yeah, well, I will say Mo Better Blues, LA Black Healing Space. That was just a space that one of our friends put together, one of our mutuals put together. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah, it's that group really did change my life. I met people from that group and we started we didn't start family dinner, but we joined the Black Family Dinner group in LA. Mm-hmm. And like that was just like magic happened. The two groups kind of merged and I've been rolling with them people for 10 years plus, you know. And that is, yeah. So again, back to just answer the question, transformative, like I would be someone else if I did not have the friends and people that I have in my life, which is again, why I wanted to, like, why it's nice that we're having this conversation. So
I'm gonna definitely get emotional. I'm already thinking about it. Cause I'm just like, yeah, I'm like, okay, so what's your friendship criteria? Because like talking about like how we met through like a mutual grouping thing. That's also how I met someone who I won't actually name on this podcast.
Because, I think they listen too. I think they,
yeah. So I won't, I'm not going to be naming them, but another mutual former mutual anyways of ours, like definitely a big like part of who I know in Los Angeles, and every time I'm in LA those are the people that I want to connect with for sure. But what does it take to be your friend? Like, what is your criteria?
Like, so I think I'm pretty easy initially, right? If you meet me and you're cool and we vibe, you know, that's like that's just how you get in there initially. Sure. But I do realize because I engage with a lot of people. I will say that. Not that I'm friends with everybody, but, you know, I got a big.
You used to be considered what people would call a friend ho.
Yeah, I've been.
You
I've been
actually called, a friend, called it that.
I've been called a friend ho several times. And yeah, I mean, I still identify, but I'm a little more selective nowadays because I'm getting older in my time.
Oh my God, that, you know what I realized? You were mixy. A friend ho is being mixy. Wow.
Nigga, first of all, we friends because of a mutual friend that was like, oh.
Yes. But then we met in person, though.
Right, but it was through friend ho shenanigans is why we got so close.
So we were laughing together. We were like, let us niggle more.
Niggles, verb or noun that means boisterous nigga laughter. Example, little black student to teacher points at loafers. What are those? See, but that's it. That's how you get me and that's how I get you. Is like, we niggle too much and it's like, okay. And then we'll start messaging on the side and then we might say, hey, let's hang out. And I remember the turning point for you and I. You came to LA and you said you needed a ride.
Oh my God. I was like, trying not to even like think about like what was like going on in my life. That trip to LA was a nightmare. It was such a bad. That literally is the worst year of my life. 2015.
No.
That was the calendar worst year of my life. But yes, I needed a ride because the person that I came to LA with abandoned me as soon as we finished like the trip we were on.
Okay, wait, but is that the year you were with your partner, y'all came together? That's what we're talking about, right?
We went to the Black Lesbians United
Blue.
Yeah. When we got back to stay with like their family members we were staying with, she started acting insane.
Funny.
Immediately we got back, like, we left to get some food on the walk down, started acting crazy. Came back. I was like, she was like, you can't stay at my family's house. I called him. He came and picked me up. It was, oh my God. I also had just realized I was in an abusive relationship because I didn't know how to name like abuse.
Wait, No,
this was 90. Also insane. No, this is that same. What, you didn't know, but this
with Sean?
Is no,
no, that's not what I'm talking about. Okay, I'm talking about when you and Sean came down.
Oh, in 2019.
19. Okay.
2019. Oh, okay.
19.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the turning point for me.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
You asked for a ride from the airport online, and I was like, I got you. And then so you bought me some pie pies. And back to answer your question, criteria, buy me some pie pies draws us off. Like they gone.
I can't even start going deep on Popeyes, but Popeyes is a really big deal for me. It is my favorite fast food restaurant. It's the most reliable fast food fried chicken, in my personal opinion, because it's accessible. And because every place ain't got a Jollibee. Right.
Yeah, right.
Everybody got a Popeyes.
Everybody. So. Popeyes is number one for like.
That's so funny chicken. That Popeyes was like.
It was. So we went to Popeyes, we ate, and then I think you and I had this discussion about chicken that was essentially, what is your process for eating Popeyes? And you broke down your process for eating chicken, and I broke down mine. And I just remember it was so loving and intimate.
How niggerish.
And it was, it was so niggerish, but it was on brand for both of us. And I just remember I was like, yeah, I drizzle honey on mine and I drizzle hot sauce. And you were like, huh? And then like, you told me yours, and like, we just was vibing. Wow. And then we were on that raggedy ass game show thing.
I'm sure none of those people listen to this.
Fuck them niggas. Yeah, so then that was a turning point for you and I. But anyway, to answer your question, buy me some chicken. I really value one-on-one, close, like intimate space. I like people that can have conversations. So if you can have a good conversation, obviously if you're not a bigot, like I think that's obvious. I mean, but it needs to be said in 2000, whatever year we in. And like, yeah, and then like just the intimacy and just being able to be present and all that, like I think that is really like a for me, that's really important. And like if we can do that together, and obviously most importantly, laugh.
Yeah. Oh, that's the a niggles. Big one for me. I would say that's the first one for me. Like we need to be able to laugh together, because the stuff I laugh at, you know, like I will say, like we got some comments on like our few episode, right? And about how about it was dark, but yeah. I did not think it was dark at all,
right? Because
right, I mean, so like it just depends. So if you don't think that kind of stuff can be funny, that's like we not gonna be friends. I also don't like people who like me too much. People who are like too eager. To attach
try hard
to
try
me.
Hard
yeah not something that's natural, like I'm doing my thing and you're like really trying hard to connect with me. I don't like that, because if I'm trying minutes? To connect with you, like it should be mutual.
Mm-hmm. But it's because you're a cat, but I am similarly sure. a cat. Like
yes,
like you want affection and attention when you want it and on your terms. Yes. And like if somebody doesn't understand that and they're trying to pet you when you're not trying to be pet, it's like you gotta go.
And people like, be wanting to pet me, and I don't like that. Like right, people do kind of treat me like that sometimes. And then when I'm like, then they're like, oh, you're me. Or then I see them again, I don't remember them, and they're like, we've met. Which I hate. And the last thing is, it also takes 2 years to become my friend.
That's fair.
Yeah. That's fair. Like, we need to, like, go through some things. I need to see a few cycles in your life. You need to, like, actually be someone I can rely on. Because if I can't rely on you, I don't think you're my friend.
Agreed.
You can be something lower, which we can talk a little bit about the tiers of friendship. I guess we can, like, make a segue there. But, like, something... For me, friend and family are like synonymous for me. Agreed. Everybody Agreed. Does not have that definition. That's totally fine. For me, friend means something very deep. And so like, if I cannot rely on you, and that doesn't mean you need to show up in the ways I think you should show up. I mean, rely on you to be who you say you are, right? And rely on you to do what you say you're going to do and communicate whenever you cannot. And things happen. It's not always going to be perfect, but those are the kind of things. If you can't do that, or I feel you can't do that, right? Because I get to determine if you're meeting that bar for me. We cannot be friends. We can be something else like an acquaintance. I'm trying to learn the hierarchies of friendships these days because I'm autistic and it's hard for me. I'd be like, you can't be in my life.
Well, yeah, no, I do think that's important discernment, right? So like close friends, inner circle. You just said it, like people that you could rely on. Like if you got it, obviously I don't want $500 from you if you don't have $500. But bitch, if you got $500 and I need $500, like my expectation is that like my close friends got me. And like the thing about it is like, I know most of my close friends do got me because when I've needed $500 before, y'all got me. And y'all gave it to me.
Whatever you need. You got it.
Right. And I live the same way. Like, I'm like, if I got it, if you are my people and I've assigned you as my people, if I got it, you got it. And the other thing here has to be, it's unsaid maybe, but like, I have to be able to expect that from you.
Yeah.
If I cannot, you are not in that group. You are automatically out of that group.
And
right?
Especially because right now, like we're literally in like the end times. Yeah. The elders like to say, but we are really in like another type of apocalypse, right? Like obviously Black people have experienced apocalypse and genocide, many Black indigenous people. Worlds. Many times over, but like the U.S. itself is going through a type of apocalypse that it hasn't really seen before. And so I don't really now I feel and also as I get older, I have less of a tolerance for people who can't be like and you have like community members here, which we should say every community member ain't your friend.
Period. Well,
that's but your friend should be your community member.
Absolutely. So, yeah, all of your friends are community members, but not all the community members are your friends. Yes. Mm-hmm. So, like, I have community members slash associates slash coworkers here because that's it, right? Like, these are people you share community with. You may share space, common space. You might have mutual friends. That doesn't mean that they're your friend, and that's okay. But I think that's part of maturing is, like, knowing who your people are. I could meet someone and know they're my people without identifying them as a friend or a close friend.
Absolutely.
Even, right. But I think the work that it takes to make them your close friend is like in the middle, which is what I have. We cool. I like them and I want to know them better. Like I have people like that where
sure,
like,
yeah.
And I think as an adult, it's really hard to make close friends because you already got your people.
Yeah. And you really got to like go out of your way. Mm-hmm. I know for me these days, all the friends I make are on the internet because I hate going outside because y'all don't wear masks and y'all have COVID and your frontal lobes are damaged. And so I meet all my new friends online.
Mm-hmm.
Now I do as much as I can translate those into IRL, whether it's through moving off the internet to texting, to actually meeting in person. I have a friend that I've been playing D&D with for like a year. And we finally met in person like this year for the first time. And then we were talking about meeting up at the Zora Neale Hurston Festival because they also love Zora. And they've never even heard of it. It's in January, the end of January.
In Jackson?
In Eatonville.
Oh, that's where
Eatonville is like, where she was from. Yeah. So like it does take work, the kind of work it takes when you're a busy adult with, you know, a job and capitalism constraints us all. It's tough. But when you feel like you want to do that, it's nice to be like, oh, I actually would like to put in the effort for this person.
Right. Yeah. So intentions is a big one where it's like, yeah, you just got to be intentional. And like, obviously, it takes two people to do a thing. So like, if you are super eager, a circle here, if you're super eager and they're not, hey, y'all might not. thing may not happen.
Yes. But
if there's mutual, interest and the intention that needs to go into it goes into it, then you might have a new friend. But like, not to sound like a golden retriever on this podcast, but like, I love making new friends. Like, cause it's like a whole world that is unexplored and like, it's just a lot of possibility in making new friends. I really value collaboration. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like our brains don't work the same because bitch, we can make better stuff.
Yes. Oh my God. Imagine if all our brains worked exactly. It's so boring.
Trash. And the energy that goes into stuff is lessened when you have collaboration and like partnership and people help you. So again, I think I maybe brought it up before the podcast started, but like the idea of like even like what we're talking about, I think is a threat to the status quo because like the individualism of it all, the like, oh, you need to get your partner and just your family unit and worry about them. I'm like, well, that's how you die. That's how you burn out into oblivion. Like, if you don't have like people around you, I think your success is related to who you have around you. Mm-hmm. If you got a bunch of loser bitches around you, you might be a loser bitch. You know, like if you got a bunch of like
your alliance to losers is natural.
Right.
We got the time check sound there.
Respectfully. Respectfully, the difficulty in keeping time with this beautiful conversation is that we are like four over, but I cannot interrupt anything. So
okay, we're gonna speed it up. We only have a little bit left.
This is spectacular.
But yeah, we do. We love each other. Yeah. What did I just? What was I just quoting? Your alliance to losers.
Cat Williams.
Yeah. You know, I heard that a really long time ago. Like, show me your friends, I'll show you my future.
Right.
And I've lived by that for a really long time, and I've always been very proud of the people I had around me. Every time I had to like look at that, mm-hmm. and two, like, are you still non-monogamous, Vance? You still identify as non-monogamous? Where are you at these days with that?
I don't know.
That's fine. Yes. No pressure. Yeah,
I mean, yes, right? Okay. Like, I think I absolutely live under that umbrella, but yes. And I think it's been helpful for me to have maybe poly friends that are in healthy dynamics that kind of model that, right? Mm-hmm. Because not even that I'm Mr. Poly and I'm out here, but like just in general, I think my framework around relationships is really based on polyamory, right?
Literally, where it's just what like, I was gonna say.
There's no hierarchy for me. Like it's just like, well, there is obviously we tiered it, but you know what I mean. Like it's not like I don't have a best friend. Like I think you and I
call maybe so many people my best friend.
Right, because I have like four or five people that are like my best friends.
I would
like,
say I have five best friends usually at a time. Like,
I have like three or four. And then like there are some people I just like, no, that's family. But that's the same thing to me. Like, it's just like, oh, this person's so close. They're like a sibling, aka mm-hmm. best friend. But there is not one best friend because, bitch, what? Like, I love you bitches differently. Y'all all do different things.
Yeah. And I would say my whole like. When I started, like, I had a terrible intro to non-monogamy. Man, I have a slew of bad partners behind me. However, when I started learning more about, like, non-monogamy and polyamory, I was like, oh, yeah, like, with my friends, when they get new friends, I don't get jealous or feel possessive over that. That really clicked for me. And then when I started getting into like relationship anarchy, speaking of like not having hierarchies for relationship, which is not having hierarchies. It's about, I mean, it is, but it's saying that no behaviors are reserved for certain relationships. So you can have sex with your friends and you cannot have sex with your romantic partner. And there's all kinds of ways, right, to be in relationship, and no type of relationship determines what that framework is for you. But that kind of view helped me be like, oh, I should have multiple partners because one person can't be all. And really what it's given me is like way more space to have deeper relationships with my friends, like people who I consider like more platonic partners. Like mm-hmm. we're like a little bit more than friends because we're doing life together and like a different way, but we're not necessarily like sexually intertwined you know.
So it's like life partners, but like, yeah, it might not be, but like, no, I mean, I feel that a lot because a lot of the time, like, hey, you know, the radical idea that like romance is maybe not for everybody. And I don't mean mm-hmm. like romance, but I mean like romantic partnership, right? Like there are some people that are going to die with like being single or something, right? Mm-hmm. And that means nothing. Like that just means like that doesn't mean they didn't fulfill something in their life, especially if they weren't looking for it, right? Mm-hmm. So like I think everyone should get what they want. Like if you want a partner, you want a wife, a husband, whatever, go get one, right? But like for the people that don't have it, I think there's so much messaging that it's like, oh, you're worthless or you failed or you're alone. And I'm like, How could you be alone if you're surrounded with people that care about you?
Yes, and also if you love your own company, also right. I'm like, I have to say, you fucking bitch. I was about to call y'all some nasty names. Your fucking frontal. Anyways, your brains aren't there from the fucking COVID melt. I like being by myself.
Yep.
You could let me tell you something. When no one is home, woo. When I don't have to speak for hours,
mm-hmm.
right. I love it.
I mean,
I know too many people who care about me, who I also care about. So if I was feeling like, oh, I feel a little alone, I would just hit somebody up and be like, right. "Hey,
right, right." My
well, yeah,
dang, we been past time.
Well, let's get into the last little pieces about the power of friendship and media and some of our favorite displays of friendship. I named some that we have like talked about this year. So She-Ra, of course, yep. That was on our fandom episode that we talked about. Love She-Ra. And then Zoran Langston.
Yeah.
I just love
friendship.
A seasonal, a human friendship.
Yeah,
showing that everybody is messy, nobody is perfect, and sometimes friendships end, you know?
My favorite, Color Purple.
Of course.
Like, how friendship, what specific type of people, right? Like, Black women saved that lady's life. But, like, friendship with people just could actually save your life and, like, change your life for the better, as we've talked about.
And then we got some music on here. For me, R.I.P. D'Angelo, I Found My Smile Again, which is like my first D'Angelo song that I loved on my own, which is on the Space Jam soundtrack. So good. Just about like, when I think about like friendship and like when I really was like, friendship is so special to me. It was like life was like worth living again. Like I'm happy again, which I remember when I used to be like, I didn't even think I needed to be happy. And now because people love me, I realize I deserve that more than anything. Mm-hmm. So it's so nice. And I also said The Makings of You by Curtis Mayfield, which is such a fucking banger from Claudine. Really so good.
I added Be Real Black for me. And like,
so good.
It's just it's a beautiful sentiment. Like, just I love you so much. I want your ass to be real black.
I love all our examples were like really black.
Yes.
Except for She-Ra. She-Ra was the only thing that wasn't black. Ugh. So good. Well, I'm so grateful for you, Vance. You're one of my favorite people in the whole world.
Same.
I'm so glad we're doing this. I hope that people listening, love on your friends while they're here. Don't forget to resolve your conflicts. Stop letting conflict be the end of your relationships because it's an opportunity.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, and it's an opportunity to get closer, actually. When you have conflict, it's a way to get closer.
Right. It's definitely a pathway to intimacy, right? Because, like, if you have a thing and you just don't talk about it, that becomes your culture. And if you actually have a conversation and push through it, you feel closer to the person. Eventually, ultimately.
Yeah. Don't let these fucking influencers make you think it's cool that it's cool to not have friends, that it's cool to like cut everybody off who makes you upset. It's not. Maybe you're the problem. Me and are not the problem. Me and Vance are not the problem. I was doing so well today. I was doing
so well today.
I've been working so hard. But it's just, I love you so much, I just start getting loosey-goosey with it.
That's good. But, I mean, with that, today's episode is sponsored by... What is the best embodiment of friendship? I'm trying to think. I'm going to say the Sailor Scouts. Them bitches love friendship. That keeps them together.
I was one of the Sailor Scouts for Halloween.
I was hella jealous.
Really cute.
Would you get the whatever? We'll talk.
That was my own personal wig. The wig I had actually bought to wear with it did not work out, but I had a extensive wig collection, as you can imagine.
All right. I'll take us out. Big thanks to our producer and audio Adonis, Aaron Brand Freeman. I have been Vance Go, and you can find me on the gram and TikTok of Vance Go. What is it? Reed is alive.
Vanceville for show.
Vanceville for show. That's better than what I just said. Mm-hmm. Yes. And where can you be found, Boo?
And I'm 90K. Y'all can find me as always on Instagram and Threads at 90KAYYY. And don't forget to check out A They Agenda Christmas on Bandcamp. See y'all later.
Hey. Goodbye. Love y'all.
Thank you for being a friend.
Oh, yeah.
Travel down the road and back again.
Hey, so we started from the bottom, now we're here, girl.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. This is my part right here.
Right Quick is a podcast for They Agenda Productions, created by Nandi K and co-hosted by Vance Go. Aaron Rand Freeman is our mouthy producer. Theme music by Luke Santi. Art by Sonia Honeycutt. If you like what you heard, subscribe, rate, review, and follow us on Patreon at They Agenda Productions.